Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article that makes a very uncomfortable argument for anyone who's been putting off their AI strategy. It's called Singapore's $5 billion AI bet, What UK and Australian Businesses Must Do Now, by Brett Allegre Wood.
$5 billion. That number does stop you mid-sentence.
It does. And here's the key detail. This is not government money. Bridge Data Centers, backed by Bain Capital, has committed up to $5 billion Singapore dollars to build AI-ready data centers in Singapore. Hard private capital, making a massive, calculated bet on Singapore becoming the AI hub for the entire Asia-Pacific region.
And the infrastructure behind it is extraordinary. Brett mentions a floating hydrogen power plant, which is not a detail I expected to read.
Not a pilot, not a feasibility study. An actual floating power plant built specifically to ensure the data centers have the capacity they need before power becomes a bottleneck. That's the key point. Most businesses and governments react to infrastructure constraints after they appear. Singapore is solving tomorrow's problem today.
And it's not just the infrastructure. There's a real strategy behind all of it.
Singapore created a new National AI Council, chaired by the Prime Minister himself. Not a tech committee, not a working group. The Prime Minister. That sends an unambiguous signal about where AI sits in their national priorities.
And they specifically thought about smaller businesses.
That's what I found most interesting. They launched a Champions of AI program, specifically for SMEs, providing hands-on support to help smaller businesses integrate AI. The explicit goal was to stop a two-speed economy forming, where only large enterprises benefit. They also merged their workforce and skills agencies into a single body, specifically aligned to the jobs AI will actually create.
Education, workforce, infrastructure, and industrial policy all pointing at the same goal at the same time. That's a masterclass. Now, compare that to the UK.
The UK data is genuinely mixed. A Lloyd's report found 87% of businesses using AI are seeing productivity gains. That's a real and meaningful result.
But there's a separate study that tells a different story.
51% of hospitality businesses are held back specifically by data privacy and security fears. And then there's the infrastructure gap. A £7.5 billion data center has been approved in Lincolnshire, which sounds substantial.
Until you get to the construction timeline.
Won't start until 2027. Singapore is building now. Brett's point is that in AI timelines, 3 years is not a delay. It's an era. By the time that Lincolnshire Center is operational, Singapore will have established market position, trained talent, and a compounding infrastructure advantage.
3 years of head start doesn't sit still. It keeps compounding.
And Australia is a similar story. The government is producing frameworks, discussion papers, ethical guidelines, well-intentioned. But Atlassian and WiseTech, two of Australia's biggest tech names, are already making large-scale AI pivots, including significant workforce restructuring. The private sector can see the writing on the wall. The government is drawing maps while companies patch holes. Brett calls it every company for itself.
So why does any of this matter to a business owner in Manchester or Melbourne? They're not directly competing with Singapore.
Actually, they might be and not realize it. The software you use, the supply chains you rely on, the talent you hire, all part of a global ecosystem. Your competitors in Singapore are getting world-class AI infrastructure and a government-backed roadmap. You're getting encouraging reports and a government that's moving slowly. That gap compounds every month.
And the argument is, you can't wait for national leadership to arrive.
Brett puts it directly. You have to be your own national AI council. That means investing in the right infrastructure for your scale, training your people now rather than waiting for a government skills program, and setting a clear top-down vision for how AI will augment how your business competes, not just to reduce costs, to actually win. And he frames that ambition with one very pointed question. What is your $5 billion bet? Not the initiative that improves efficiency by 10%. The bold move you make this quarter that reshapes how you compete in 12 months. Which starts with knowing where you are. The practical first move he lays out is an honest audit. What AI is already running in your business? What percentage of recurring tasks are automated? Most owners genuinely don't know the answer. Finding it is the first task. And once you know, name the bottleneck. Is it infrastructure, skills, or leadership buy-in? Each one has a different first move. Set a 90-day target, a specific, measurable outcome, not a vague goal to explore AI.
For me this week, it's doing that audit.
I keep saying I'll get to it, and I haven't. Mine is sitting with the Singapore question. What is the one bold move? Read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of thinking applied inside your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.
Thanks for listening.